She opened her eyes. "Very good, Beauty. Very good," said the prince. She could tell he was in pain with his need suddenly. It made her feel proud, and there was even in her helplessness a sense of power. But he had risen and was guiding her to her feet. That debilitating pleasure had caught hold of her. She felt for a moment that she couldn't stand, but to disobey him was unthinkable. Quickly she stood straight, hands behind her neck. "You've done marvelously well today. You've learned so much," he said tenderly. His voice could be so soft, and yet so firm at the same time, it made her feel drowsy. That pleasure was melting inside her. But then she saw that he was reaching for the paddle behind him. She let out a little gasp before she could stop herself, and she felt his hand on her arm, taking her hands away from the back of her neck and turning her around. She wanted to cry out, "What have I done?" But his voice came low, crooning in her ear. "I've learned a very important lesson myself, that pain softens you, makes it easier for you. You are infinitely more malleable from the spanking given you in the inn than you were before it." She wanted to shake her head, but she didn't dare. The thought of all those who had seen her spanked tormented her. She had been turned so those at the windows could see her buttocks and between her legs, and the soldiers could see her face, and it had been excruciating. Well, it would only be her prince now. If only she could tell him, for him, anything. But those others were such punishment. He was at her side. He held her chin in his left hand, and he had told her to fold her arms behind her back, which was difficult for her. It was worse than clasping her hands behind her neck. This position arched her body, forced her breasts out, and made her breasts and face feel painfully naked.